couple. Their performances and CDs are terrific. 23 minutes after 11, I was just telling Judith how busy a morning it's been. I think all told, we've had about 100 people this morning, when you include the film crew that was here, if you weren't here earlier, for a program called The Choir, which is a BBC-based program that is doing a U.S. version. And Pittsburgh Brashear is one of the groups that is part of that production. There's 8 different choirs across the U.S. that are going to be showcased, and Pittsburgh Brashear is one of them. And then Pittsburgh Music Academy was here, and then Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And now I almost feel what is intimate. There's only 4 of us here right now, but it's kind of nice to just sort of relax a little bit. Judith Avers has a couple CDs that we'll be talking about today. One is a solo release, and the other one is a group called The Early Maze, the latter of which has some holiday-related, some seasonal songs on it. And we'll talk about both of those projects, but here, Judith Avers.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us. This is a song called Baby Girl.
Baby girl, all you gotta do is scream. Baby girl, all you gotta do is mean what you say. And the day will break, the night will fall. Stars will crash, you'll catch them all. Howling at the moon and the setting sun. Ooh, singing. My way, what about it now? You're gonna ease up or take me on out of this town? Yeah. Baby girl, all you gotta do is breathe. Baby girl, all you gotta do is mean what you say. And the day will break, the night will fall. Stars will crash and you'll catch them all. Howling at the moon and the setting sun. Oh, singing, I wait my way. What about it now? You're gonna ease up or take me on out of this town? Gonna ease up or take me on out of this town. Every day you'll get a little bit closer to where you wanna go, babe. Just keep it straight the way you will come. Every day you'll get a little bit closer to where you wanna go, babe. Just keep straight the way we'll come. The day will break, the night will fall. Stars will crash, you'll catch them all. Howling at the moon and the setting sun. Oh, take me on out of this town. Highway on my way. What about it now? You're gonna ease up or take me on out of this town?
That's nice. That's Judith Avers.
Thank you.
It's been a while since
yeah.
You've been here, and it's nice to have you back and also to have some familiar faces who we haven't heard from yet. That's why they're just faces. They'll be mouths and hands. But that's from the CD called God Bless the Brooders.
Yes, that just came out a couple months ago.
I love the title, and I think you played God Bless the Brooders when you were here before.
Maybe I had just written it or something. Maybe just recorded it. I'm not sure, but... Probably.
I think you did, because I remember I'm not suggesting you play it again. I just remember the song and how much I liked the title. So this just came out.
Yes.
Literally within the last few months, right?
Yeah. Brand new.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that. Have you been playing out much?
I have been. I've been playing with this CD quite a bit, and also I've been doing a lot of holiday shows with the band I'm in, the Early Maze.
Yeah, I can imagine. This is the time.
Yes, so we've been singing lots of holiday music.
You playing New Year's Eve anywhere?
Traveling.
That's good.
No, taking it easy.
That's usually a good thing. I mean, it's feast or famine, one or the other.
Yeah.
So here with you is Emily Pinkerton. It's nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And also Ellen Goshen. I didn't know you played banjo.
I do.
I didn't know that. I think of you as piano rather than banjo.
I am a pianist, and that's, you know, my main instrument. But I picked this up a few years ago, and I've been having a lot of fun with it.
Well, both Emily and Ellen are great musicians, and I'm really, it's like having a triple treat. Let's say, we'll just remove the H, a triple treat having you both here. And they're both great solo musicians in their own right. But the three of you are the Early Maze.
Yes.
And how did that name come about?
Well, we had...
They all pointed at each other.
Yes, they're...
I like it. I mean, it's really, it's like, it works.
We had tossed around a few ideas, and this was a name of a song that I have been working on called Early May, and it's a side thing I've been writing, and Early May is this little girl character that's the heroine of this music thing I'm daydreaming about. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but, and so I always like the name Early May, and then we have someone close in our family, a couple named Earl and May. And so it's a multi-level meaning. And then it just kind of sounds kind of cute.
Well, that's
cool.
Good. I mean, and I've always said with a name like the Saturday Light Brigade, you know, I get asked that a lot, too. And there are a lot of things going on with that name. So it's hard to explain sometimes. Would you like to, are you going to play one from the Early Maze album next?
Yes, we're going to play a few of them.
Excellent.
And so we were going to start with, this is a tune. I'll kind of explain a little bit about the CD process. We had played a Christmas Eve show last year, and we learned some traditional Christmas songs.
You've got some good songs on this CD.
Yeah.
I mean, ones that aren't recorded very often, particularly Stars, I just noticed.
That's an original.
It's not. It's a different Stars.
It's a different Stars.
I beg your pardon.
No, but it's good, too. I recommend it.
I'm sorry. But there's others on here that I see that that are good.
We were going to do just more Appalachian traditional Christmas music, and then we all started writing, and it sort of became a mixture of traditional and original Appalachian inspired. So this is one of mine that I contributed. It's called Mary Mary.
Mama, come out, oh mama do, oh mama come out, we're waiting for you. The snow is gently falling down, down. Oh papa, come out, oh papa do, oh papa come out, we're waiting for you. The words are gently blowing round. The wind. time to sing a merry, merry, merry Christmas to our every neighbor and friend. We'll sing a very merry, merry, merry Christmas. Then we'll leave our wishes on the tree. Brother, come out, oh brother, do. Oh brother, come out, we're waiting for you. The carolers are gently singing now, now. Oh sister, come out, oh sister, do. Oh sister, come out, we're waiting for you. The words are gently ringing out. Gently ringing out. It's time to sing a merry, merry, merry Christmas to our every neighbor and friend. We'll sing a very merry, merry, merry Christmas. Then we'll leave our on the tree limbs. Mama, come out, oh mama, do. Oh mama, come out, we're waiting for you. The snow is gently falling down, down. The snow is gently falling down.
The early Mass, I like the way you sing. You know, when I saw the group Stars, and I was saying, I wonder if that's the Stars, Stars. There is a trio, Cindy Magson and Anne Hills and Priscilla Herdman, that are three women that sing this a cappella song called Stars. Oh, that's what made me think of it.
Nice.
And you three really sing together well. Is this the first project that you've done as a trio? Congratulations. That's
Thank you.
How long have y'all known each other and how do you meet?
I've known Emily for a couple of years as an acquaintance just through the folk scene, but I just met Judith. This is Ellen speaking. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I just
thank
met,
you, Ellen. Ellen's very radio friendly. I should have done that, but
no,
thank you.
I just met Judith last Christmas, you know, preparing for our Christmas Eve show last year. So,
yeah.
Not too long.
Yeah, I've known Emily. This is Judith. I've known Emily a couple years. When I first moved to Pittsburgh, she and Brad Yoder were kind of the first musicians I met, and I just liked Emily right away.
Yeah.
I heard Judith at Brad Yoder's CD release concert, and I was just like, wow,
she is
good. I bet she's a nice person, too. I have to meet her.
Well, one of the reasons we do this is you know, you can walk down the street, really probably in any town, but here, and, you know, you see somebody pass you and you might size them up and, you know, chances are they have some music or art or writing or creativity of any kind or knowledge inside of them that you would just never know or never expect. And in this particular case, it's quite likely you've passed any of these women on the street at one time or another. And who knew? Who knew how well they sing and play and write and perform? And it's kind of fun to be able to sort of showcase that from time to time.
Yeah.
The CD, The Early Maze, it's called, Out Under the Sky, subtitled The Christmas Sessions. And is this easy to find?
You can check out our website to purchase it. It's at theearlymaze.com, and it's M-A-Y-S. Some people think we're talking about corn. but we're not. Corn's good.
I like that.
But yeah.
Yes, Early Maze. You're from the Midwest, right?
I'm from Kansas,
yeah,
yes.
I thought so.
And so a lot of people ask me if I've finally done my Kansas album and dragged Emily and Ellen into writing
the
a bunch
silk
of songs
session.
About wheat and corn.
You'd get a lot of ears with something like
wow. Oh, ba-dum-bum.
Sorry.
That was good.
I'm going to be stocking those for the rest of the day if I'm not careful. Uh-huh.
And also, Emily Pinkerton and I will be at the First Unitarian Church tomorrow morning selling CDs. I mean, there's a bulk special. Some people are getting them for Christmas. So.
Oh, that's terrific. So that's the First Unitarian Church in Shadyside?
Yeah, on Norwood.
Great. That's good to know.
After both services were singing, but you could probably sneak in.
Yeah. You can just say hello, too. We smile very nicely.
Yes.
It's a welcoming congregation. Just sneak in and... They'll be happy to get you a CD. Actually, they're really, I'm looking at the songs. Stopping by Woods is here.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and Soul Cake, Cherry Tree Carol is great. I Wonder as I Wander. And I'm glad we have this in time to play some next week, too. What would you like to do next?
We're going to, what?
Did you love?
Yeah, do love. Okay, this is a song... All these kids running around inspired me to sing this song, and it's this is off actually my CD. It's called God Bless the Brooders. The CD's called God Bless the Brooders, but this song's called Love Was a Possibility. And this kind of ties into what you're talking about, just about how everyone kind of has this artist inside and how that really does heal a lot of the world. It doesn't get a lot of credit, but it's usually what's involved in the healing process, some kind of art, I think. Anyway, here we go. She was on her knees. She was screaming, holy, holy, holy. She was on her feet, she was mean and hold me, hold me, hold me. I once knew a girl, she painted pictures under bridges and walls, and all who came along and saw them knew for certain that love was a possibility, possibility that love. She was in your hands, she was crawling to me, to me, to me. She was on dry land, she was falling through me, through me, through me. I once knew a girl, she danced in oil spills and windmill designs, and taught us that not all who sparkle shine, and that love was a possibility, possibility, that love was a possibility, possibility. She was in the air, she was going, going, going. We looked everywhere, we found nothing, nothing, nothing. Oh, I once knew a girl, she'd tell us stories
from the ledges and walls, and she taught all who gathered around her that all you got is all you got, that all you got is all you got, and that love was a possibility, possibility. That love was a possibility, possibility. That love was a possibility, a possibility. That love was a possibility, 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 possibility.
Gosh, you have such a good voice.
Thank
and
you.
That's a great song. When I think we covered this when you were here before, but for people that haven't met you, when did you start writing songs and singing songs?
Oh, I've always written something since I was a little kid. I would write little songs. I would rewrite The Rainbow Connection. I would rewrite Hall & Oates, Prince.
Do you remember a Hall & Oates song you rewrote?
No, I just remember being on the swing set, and I remember that song Maneater. And I was like, I'm going to rewrite that. And I remember just swinging and swinging. And I would just rewrite these songs for hours every afternoon.
He's an anteater. Oh,
hey, that's pretty good.
That'd be fun. That yeah. sounds like one of those. That's probably
Ooh,
on.
Oh, here she comes.
The,
you know, that's cute for a little kid's album.
Yeah.
We got to work on those.
We'll work on that. There's that that website called Kiss This Guy.
Okay.
Do you know that site?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
misheard
yeah.
lyrics. And somebody heard it instead of excuse me.
Well, I kissed this guy.
Right? Yeah. And that would be, I'll bet that's on there as one of them.
That'd be cute. And, you got my mind spinning.
Yeah.
I've been playing music for probably 16 years, but I always like writing. And really, that's a good idea. We're going to talk
the
about
anteater.
This.
The anteater. You can have it.
I think that's cute.
You can have it. I've signed so many releases this morning for that BBC show. I'm just going to give you that. I feel like I've already signed. I've signed away everything else. So you can.
Hit a man while he's down. That's our stuff.
I don't know if you were here for that. That was amazing. There was a crew of 10 to 12 people here doing
oh my
things.
Goodness.
It was interesting.
They looked great.
Yeah, good for the kids. I mean, oh,
yeah.
How
exciting.
For Pittsburgh, Brashear, and Langley, the kids from Langley.
That's cool.
What would you like to do next? I want to be sure we get there's other things I want to ask you, but let's hear another. Can we hear another Early Maize song?
I mean, yes, I'd like to play this song, and maybe Emily can introduce it.
This is a traditional song from Kentucky that was in a collection by Ruth Crawford Seeger of Christmas songs, and then her son Mike and a lot of his family and sisters and nieces and children and did a recording of it and arranged it kind of Carter family style. So we're following their example in our own little way.
Hush, my babe, lie still and slumber. Holy angels, guard thy bed. Heavenly blessings without number. Gently stealing on thy head. How much better art thou attended than the Son of God could be, when from heaven he descended and became a child like thee. So is thy cradle, coarse and hard the Savior lay, when his birthplace was a stable and his softest bed was hay.
I remember that song from We Have That Somewhere.
Oh, dude. Isn't
yeah.
that a great collection?
Yeah, it's yeah. A very good collection. What's the name of it?
I'm trying to think. Oh. The Christmas. It might just be the. I can see the cover in my head.
Yeah, I think it.
But if you just look Seeger Christmas album, it will come up
yeah.
on Google.
Do you remember?
Cradle Hymn. Is that what you mean?
Well, the Cradle Hymn, but I was trying to remember the name of that. See, it's like that a Mountain Christmas or...
No, it's like has the word family? Does it have the word family in it?
I know it has the word Christmas.
I'll find it.
I know it has music on it.
Seeger Christmas.
Christmas. A Seeger family. A very Seeger Christmas.
It might be something like an American folk Christmas or something like that.
I'll find it. People probably...
Isn't it kind of hard to get? I feel like I've tried to buy this CD.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know if it's all available. Over the place.
You might be interested in knowing we have 805 recordings by Pete Seeger and his family.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good.
Songs, not recordings, but I'll find it. That's good, because that is a good CD. But that's a good album. That's a good example, though, of the kind of nice, sort of offbeat acoustic, album that this is by the Early Mays, especially for winter and for holiday time. It's a really nice... release. We should have time for two or three more songs.
Great.
We're right on schedule.
Wonderful.
And I see we're turning to Ellen.
Yeah, we're going to do one of the original tracks on the CD, and it's called Sorrow's Goodbye, and it's a contribution of mine to the original music that we wrote. And it's not quite a hoedown, but it's a little upbeat, kind of in an old-timey style. We have Emily has gotten her fiddle. And,
okay. Ready?
Feels like Christmas coming around. Old-time Christmas snow.
And you always want to say catching the worm right after that. The Early Mays, catch the worm, or
that's
catch
right.
The music. Ellen, you sing. Everybody sings wonderfully, but I'm always so happy to hear you sing. You just carry your... I can't quite express it, but your voice is powerful yet also quiet at the same time. And it's you're very unique.
Thank you.
And your
thank
voice.
You.
Speaking of unique, I found I couldn't the curiosity was getting to me, so there it is. I just had
okay, what
familiar.
Is it called? Dun, dun,
and,
dun.
And it's called American Folk Songs for Christmas.
Oh, Emily.
Oh, Emily wins.
It is out of print. And at the online place that starts with an A that sells, you know, Amazon.
Oh, I was gonna say Libra.
Somebody selling a copy for $93.
Oh wow! I think it's at least three CDs. It might be four CDs. It's a lot of music.
You can't download all the songs from it for a much, you know, for about a quarter of that. But I'm glad we have a copy of it here.
Yeah.
And it's really.
Yeah, watch it closely.
Yes. I don't know if you guys know Ron Meising is a dobro player locally, and talk about people in your own midst and you don't know what they're known for. You would never recognize Ron, and we found one of his albums on eBay one day while he was here for like $300.
Wow.
It was maybe a 20-year-old album.
Cool.
We have probably about 6 minutes of radio time, so depending on how long what you're going to play is, we have time for either one or two, and I'm so happy you're here. And either's fine by me. I just want to be sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for having – we're going to do one more. This one might be longer, so we might just be the last one. We'll see how it goes. This is a song called Bitter, and it's not a Christmas song, but it's one of our songs that we do when it's not the holidays.
And let me just interject, too. If you go to Judith Avers, A-V-E-R-S, .com, you can find out about her work. And the Early Maze, you can find out about them. Do you guys have an independent website?
TheEarlyMaze.com.
Okay, M-A-Y-S.com, TheEarlyMaze.com. And I'll thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having us. This is a great program you do. Every Saturday, you're so devoted. It's awesome. Here we go.
Bitter to the taste. Oh, walking near to your aid. God bless the man that could take your hand and not turn away. Don't ask me where I'm going. Your time will prove a waste. The coldest of trails, the lowest of tales will be bitter to
We need to have all of you back and each of you back as the early Mays and as Ellen Goshen and Emily Pinkerton and Judith Avers. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
What fun. Thank you.
Thanks to you for being with us. I hope you'll join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.